Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have a very special solo episode. It's on financial anxiety, so the causes of financial anxiety and how we can cope during this difficult time. I just wanted to acknowledge that it is Women's History Month, the month of March, which is so special because the new and expanded Holistic Wealth book is out on March 22nd. So I'm hoping you've already pre-ordered. And if you haven't yet, it's not too late to pre-order at that discounted price that's available now. So do pre-order that. And as well, we have launched a new Trauma of Money course at the Institute on Holistic Wealth. So that's amazing. And it's right up in line with this episode and the topics we'll be discussing in this episode. And as you know, the Holistic Wealth Podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth, which is amazing. And so check out the Institute on Holistic Wealth's website at www.instituteonholisticwealth.com, where you can find resources. You can find courses to help you. We have three amazing certification programs now. There's the Holistic Wealth Consultant Certification Program. There is the Holistic Healing Consultant Certification Program. And there's the recently launched brand new amazing Certified Trauma of Money Consultant Program. And that's available. Now, for all of these certifications, the Institute also offers payment plans. So there's flexibility there. There's a monthly payment plan. And if you want to go, for instance, every 3 months, that's also available through the Institute. So there are many ways to start doing and addressing your money concerns really early and also getting a certification to help others. Now, the Institute also has a membership platform where you can become a member of the Institute. And as a member, you get free resources. You get transcripts from all the podcast episodes and their monthly sessions with experts, Ask Me Anything sessions and other events that are coming up. And it's going to be amazing for the rest of the year. There's amazing programming there, free ebooks, other free journals, free worksheets that are available when you become a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. So just to get started on this amazing topic of financial anxiety, so much happening in the world today with not only COVID-19, but a war in Russia and the Ukraine. And it's just heartbreaking what's going on in the Ukraine. And my sympathies, everything goes out to the people of Ukraine. My heart is with you. Our hearts are with you. And it's just devastating. And especially when you hear about what's going on at the border with the racism and discrimination for people of African descent, it has been unbelievably difficult. And I just want to say that where holistic wealth is concerned, holistic wealth also includes social justice. It includes security, peace, anti-racism. So holistic wealth also encompasses all of that. We can't have holistically wealthy communities if we don't have peaceful communities that are free from war and violence, that are free from discrimination and racism. It's extremely important in terms of the concept of holistic wealth. So let's just get into the topic of financial anxiety. And I know at this point during the pandemic, when we're all exhausted, we're all at the point where we've been suffering from this collective trauma, we are facing it not only with our mental health, but also in terms of our financial wellness, which is why we're on this topic today. And so let's just start with a definition of what financial anxiety is. So financial anxiety, and this is how I'm defining it, it's caused by money and or personal finances, right? And it's caused by anxiety related to money and or personal finances that causes feelings of fear, anxiety, worry, stress, and a range of negative emotions. Financial anxiety doesn't have to be caused by a lack of money or a dire financial situation, so I just wanted to clarify that. Some people actually experience financial anxiety even when they're in a period of prosperity and abundance, right? Because it's based sometimes on our subconscious, you know, things growing up from our childhood, and we'll get into that soon. But COVID-19 has also led to a rise in financial anxiety. A recent scientific brief released on March 2nd, 2022, by the World Health Organization highlighted that in the first year of COVID-19, the global prevalence of anxiety and depression increased by a massive 25%. A new study by Meridian, also released in February 2022, also found that more than half of millennials in Canada are still worried and anxious about their finances. So the root of this underlying apprehension may come from childhood. The study from Meridian also revealed that 51% of millennials said they are still coping with leftover financial anxiety from childhood. Compared to other generations, the cohort was most likely to say that money caused tension in their households growing up. And so 20% of them in the survey mentioned that money caused tension in their households growing up, or that their parents were always worried about money. And they were too. And so 30% mentioned that their parents were always worried about money. That's how more than half of the generation, so 56%, learned to save and set financial goals. And what led most of them to become more knowledgeable was that understanding, which is also amazing. So as, you know, the founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth, I've heard from many women in my coaching programs state that even when they're in a state of abundance, they're still worried about money, right? So those who suffer from financial anxiety are in a perpetual state of worry and fear about day-to-day bills, day-to-day spending and investing, and it can be very debilitating for some people. Financial anxiety can be more severe than being concerned about having enough money in your bank account. It manifests similar to the symptoms of general anxiety disorder. Symptoms such as tension, worried thoughts, irritability. People might avoid checking their finances. They might avoid checking their bank accounts. They might avoid even looking at the bills when they come in the mailbox. They might avoid conversations about money with their spouse, but become hyper-vigilant and have obsessive thoughts about money. So in the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated 36 Life Lessons to Help You Recover from Disruption, Find Your Life Purpose, and Achieve Financial Freedom, I also went deep into these issues. So I'm hoping that you pre-order the book now and get a copy, because it's one of those first steps that you kind of have to take to help yourself identify it. And of course, that book has a foreword written by none other than iconic actress Kelly Rutherford, star of Gossip Girl, Dynasty, and Melrose Place. And she, in her foreword, outlined some amazing tips in terms of empowering ourselves with a mindset that's not victim and blame. And you know, with financial anxiety and anytime there's trouble with money and our finances, we tend to blame ourselves. We need to have a mindset where we empower ourselves. So shifting away from victim and blame and beating up on ourselves to say, oh, you should have done that, you should have done this, to a mindset that really feels empowering. So our past influences our emotions and our money decisions today. So as I mentioned earlier, we just launched the Certified Trauma of Money Consultant Program at the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And I've heard from a lot of women that I've coached that when they examine their financial anxiety, it's often rooted in the past, from childhood, from growing up in either a low-income situation or seeing feast and famine patterns in their family lineage. And that's also a very important thing that I want you to write down, is write down your family lineage. Think about any feast or famine patterns. So you know how our families have all gone through these big global socioeconomic events? It could be world wars. It could be slavery. It could be any form of oppression or any type of big disaster that caused trauma. Write those down, because unresolved financial trauma from the past can lead to financial anxiety, which can also further lead to making suboptimal financial decisions over a lifetime, potentially costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars from an investment perspective. And in that Certified Trauma of Money course, I walk you through my own biggest financial regret. I walk you through a property that I sold that I should never have sold. And this was years ago. And I walk you through that every step of the way in the course and outline what was the magnitude there of the income that was foregone because of that investment. So over a lifetime, financial anxiety can cost us millions in terms of opportunity cost and in terms of opportunities lost because we don't take the risks. And you know, in holistic wealth, I do have a chapter on taking measured risks and identifying fake and real constraints, because when you're suffering from trauma, just period, even just normal trauma, not money trauma, but money trauma is also included, your brain is affected. Your decision making is affected. And that's why it's so important for us to all to become aware and to take the steps needed to resolve this past money trauma, because it will prevent us from living a holistically wealthy lifestyle. It will prevent us from getting the success and achieving the goals that we want to achieve in life. And it will prevent us from designing that intentional lifestyle that we want to design. So as a trained economist, I see this whole money trauma or financial anxiety in terms of risk and investment behavior every day. I see it with individuals. I see the opportunities lost. I see decisions that they made that they shouldn't have made, decisions that they should have made that would have set them up for a lifetime. And in the Certified Trauma of Money Consultant program, we identified a host of factors. You know, we talk about scarcity mindset, cognitive overload, stress, and among other things. And our past experiences around money can be directly responsible for emotions around money today. So it's important that we deal with this. You know, we're living in an era, and I was on the Laura Coates show just on Thursday, and I discussed these issues with Laura. We discussed the high inflation rate. We discussed the situation with gas prices. Just this weekend, gas prices have gone up all across the world. So not just in the United States or Canada, but all across the world. And it's having tremendous repercussions, this high inflationary period that we're in. Some economists are saying that we're heading into a stagflation period, which is basically defined as having a high inflationary period with a period of low economic growth. Just this week, we heard about announcements from the Bank of Canada, who, you know, they increased interest rates, and we were told that interest rates will be gradually trending upwards. And that's also a way, that's also part of monetary policy and how the bank controls the high inflation. So it's meant as a strategy to try to curb the high inflation rate. But we were told that interest rates will go up. Similarly, in the United States, Jerome Powell just announced on Thursday that interest rates will be going up, and gradually they will be going up. And in addition, it's the same thing. It's a way to curb the high inflation rate. And so it's part of that strategy, as I told you, in terms of monetary policy. And so we're living in this high inflationary period, right? And it's unbelievable the prices that we're seeing in supermarkets. Gas prices in many states in the United States will hit $5 per gallon in weeks. It's estimating already this weekend in Canada, we're seeing prices of $2 already in some provinces. And so, you know, due to the crisis with Russia and Ukraine, we don't know what's going to happen. There's a level of uncertainty in the economy. And so that type of uncertainty also causes more disruption. And so we're living in an era of disruption. And so as I wrote in Holistic Wealth, right, like the period between 2000 and 2009 was known as the lost decade, because we had two massive economic crashes two of the largest in history. After 9/11, we experienced the worst market crash since the Great Depression, with U.S. stocks losing 50.2% of their value, or $7.4 trillion in losses. And that was between March and October 2002. And all of that, you know, I laid out in my book, in the chapter on debt, in Holistic Wealth. And the reason why I did that was because my husband died at the peak of the 2009 global financial crisis. And so I wanted to bring you this chronological history to show you why we need to master the art of recovery from disruption, which is the central thesis laid out in the book. And it's, you know, it's amazing for this COVID era, because it's exactly the period and it's exactly the time for this type of teaching and life lessons and message laid out in the book. Once again, we're faced with another economic crisis. During the first half of COVID-19, we encountered one of the most dramatic stock market crashes in history in March 2002. In just 4 days, the Dow Jones plunged 6,400 points in just 4 days. So all of this, I'm saying, you know why? I'm saying this to just prove that we're living in an era of disruption, one in which we may be facing another lost decade coming up. So 2000-2009 was a lost decade. They described it as a lost decade. Who knows if we're entering another lost decade? So what we want to do is to plan ahead. We want to get hold of financial anxiety. We want to get hold of our finances. We want to get our power back in our own personal lives and feel like we have some form of control, right? And so in terms of financial anxiety, just going back to that, and I want to offer some tips and strategies to cope, because I know there's so many people out there who are suffering with financial anxiety. COVID has made it worse. The economy has made it worse. You might have lost a job. You might have lost a loved one. You might have lost some other family member, or you might be suffering from a chronic illness or disability yourself. And so we worry, right? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we are naturally in a state of wondering. Some people are in a state of bewilderment, and some people are wondering, how do I cope? Well, I have some concrete strategies for you to help you to cope. And one, I just want to start off with just saying, and just saying to yourself, I am worthy. I am worthy of love, money. I will be okay. This will not get me down. I am grateful for all the blessings that I have. I am grateful for whatever God has bestowed upon me. I am grateful to be alive. I am grateful. So gratitude and channeling that is amazing for mental health and for even coping with financial anxiety. So number one, and this is a tip and a strategy that I want us all to embrace. It's quick and easy, and it's amazing how it can get us in a frame of mind of thinking about past financial trauma, money trauma, and it can get us thinking about unresolved money trauma. So number one, identify your personal financial identity. It's critical that we do that. I created the Personal Financial Identity Framework and Quiz to help people identify and embrace the strengths and weaknesses of their personal financial identities. Some people are anxious spenders, right? And once you start the quiz, you'll see the quiz on the Institute on Holistic Wealth. That website has the quiz, and you'll be able to take the quiz. It's free. It's quick. In 2 minutes, you can even do it right now. You're listening in. Just go on the website, take the quiz. And so you'll get to identify. It gives you your result right away. You'll be able to identify your personal financial identity. Some people are anxious spenders. Some people are minimalists. Some people are maximalists. But it's good to know, right? And so if you're an anxious spender, you're facing a really tough time during this pandemic and all of these disruptions. And with anxious spenders, even spending $20 or $30 creates anxiety, even if it's budgeted for, even if, you know, they've planned and budgeted for it. And so some of that, as I said earlier, can be rooted in childhood experiences. And the thing with our personal financial identity, once you take the quiz and you start doing the questions, you'll be able to identify patterns. You'll be able to see why you're choosing the answers that you choose. So my advice is, when you're doing it, go slowly. Think about why you're choosing the questions, and think about what experiences in your past may be influencing that. Is a parent, a spouse, an experience that you had. So the personal financial identity helps us with that, because most of us transition into adulthood not having gained a sense of our personal financial identities, and we end up making the mistakes of the past because we're all influenced by your past. And you know what? Your personal financial identity, it's relational. It's based on how, you know, you related to money in the past, growing up with your parents, with a spouse. It's relational. It's directly influenced by those around us from childhood to adulthood. Their perceptions around money, their attitudes towards money, and even words that we heard related to money growing up. So once you know your personal financial identity and you know why you're having this anxiety around money, you are better able to make decisions and become more confident and happy in your purchasing and investment decisions. You know, I mentioned before gratitude and money mindfulness. So money mindfulness is important, and money mindfulness just means mindfulness around money. So if you notice that every time you need to spend, every time you want to invest, you become fearful, almost paralyzed, or you have those negative emotions, write it down. It could be a signal of some unresolved financial trauma. It could be a signal of financial anxiety. And you want to also think about the scale and magnitude. So not just like, yeah, I know I have some financial anxiety, but how bad is it? You know, if I'm hypervigilant, if I'm obsessive about money, it may be that I'm at the stage now where I need to talk to somebody. I need to, you know, read more. I need to find some resources at least. And so developing a new relationship with money should be the key, right? So at the Institute on Holistic Wealth, we also teach people how to rewrite their personal money stories after past trauma, because coaching helps, as well as other resources such as books and podcasts. And you're listening to this podcast now, and, you know, hopefully you will get other resources to help you, books to help you, such as Holistic Wealth. And these things help us to identify whether it's money blocks that we may have or issues around our money mindset. You know, I talk about the scarcity mindset versus the Holistic Wealth mindset in the book, as well as in the personal workbook that's also available. And these are all strategies to help us realize the scale and magnitude of our financial anxiety and the financial trauma that we're facing. And as I mentioned, the Certified Trauma of Money Consultant Program is also a cutting edge program delivered by the Institute. And it's designed not only to help you heal your money trauma and financial anxiety, but it also helps to equip you with a certification to help others heal and rewrite their own personal money stories. So we're in a time now where a lot of people are suffering from, you know, mental health issues. People are trying to cope with the pandemic. People are trying to cope with what's going on in the economy, the high inflation, the level of disruption that we're facing in terms of geopolitical conflicts. And we're seeing these things play out on the news every single day. We're tapping into that every single day. We see it on social media, on Twitter, and everywhere. And it can affect our anxiety levels. It can affect our stress levels. Now, in the book, there are so many lessons that are related to getting you through a period of disruption like this. Because when I wrote the book, this is exactly what I was thinking about. Not necessarily about wars, but thinking about how we get through disruption and what tools help us get through disruption. So I'm hoping that you will pre-order a copy. Just open another tab right now and you can pre-order your copy. And it's going to be at a discounted rate, which is great. And if you are able to get the personal workbook as well, that also helps with financial anxiety. And of course, visit the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. Register for the course if you can. You are free. You are free to DM me. You are free to contact me at any time to discuss. If you have questions, more questions around financial anxiety, I am at info@KeishaBlair.com. Send me your questions. I love hearing from listeners. If there are other topics that you want me to address in the coming weeks, especially topics related to holistic wealth, please send me your topics. I love hearing from listeners. And once again, I would, you know, just advise everyone to stay calm. And we're in a period where it's extremely difficult tuning in to see the level of suffering, to see humanity suffering. And so channel that holistic wealth mindset, channel that holistic wealth mindset, and fill your holistic wealth bank account with things that enrich you, not things that deplete you. So if you're looking at that TV screen too often, and those images of war and bombing and human death and suffering is taking its toll, then fill up your holistic wealth bank account with something else that enriches you, whatever that is. Whether it's just reading a book to calm you down, taking a nap, eating a healthy snack, spending time with loved ones around you who will enrich you, then I would encourage you to do that. And that holistic wealth mindset can really get us through those difficult times. And thinking about your holistic wealth bank account can also get you through those difficult times. And so once again, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Holistic Wealth Podcast. Take care until next week. Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, KeishaBlair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.